Well, it's nice to see every one of you here today. Now, I don't know if it's the same with you all, but we eat a lot at Christmas time, do you? One of my friends came down, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, and she was saying, I ate a half a box of cookies.
我有一个朋友前天到我这里来，他告诉我说我吃了半盒的 cookie。
But I'm going on a diet January the 1st.
但是我一月一号就会开始减肥。
And for us, you know, actually the new year, this is what we sort of do every year. We make resolutions.
我们大概每年都会这样有一个新年计划。
And many times we do very good on January the 1st.
很多时候我们都是在一月一号的时候做的最好。
But on the second, we begin to sin.
到二号的时候呢，就开始犯错了。
But we are coming up to the end of the year, and I do praise God for how He has taken us through 2003.
但是到了年末的时候，我真的是要感谢神，他是怎么样带领我们度过2003年的。
But Paul said something that he, what I think is good for us. He said,Let us forget. Now let's look at that. Philippians 3, 13 and 14.
请我们打开腓立比书第三章十三节和十四节。腓立比书三章十三节到十四节。翻到请大家一起来念。新约腓立比书三章十三到十四节，来一起来。我已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Now Paul is saying to us, let's not look back at the past.
保罗对我们说不要向后看。
This is a wonderful thing about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这真的是主耶稣的奇妙的恩典。
There may be some failures, some frailties. There may be some things that we wish didn't happen.
我们的过去可能有一些事情我们希望没有发生的失败 和错误。
But in His marvelous grace, He says that we can forget those things because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是靠着神的恩典，神告诉我们说，我们可以忘记背后。
And now we're looking ahead.
现在我们要努力向前。
And He tells us what to look for.
他告诉我们要向前看什么呢？
He said, get hold of the prize.
他说要得神从上面召我们来的奖赏。
Which is the high calling of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是神对我们的呼召。
Now that should make us to realize that out there before us is a marvelous place of grace and blessing that God wants to give each one of us.
这让我们意识到在我们面前有那么美好的神要为我们每个人预备的恩典的地方。
For all of us knows that God has a purpose for our life.
因为我们都知道神在我们的生命里有一个计划。
If you don't, you need to learn that.
如果你不知道的话，你要学习知道。
But you know, most people in the world, they don't recognize that God has a purpose for our lives.
虽然这个世界上有很多人，他们都不知道神在我们的生命里有计划。
There was a man that was wondering about, and he kept thinking, what is the purpose of life?
曾经有一个人一直在思考这个问题，人活着到底为什么呢？
And so he would go, he was going into a Chevron gas station.
他去到一个加油站。
And they have a sign there, if you have a question, ask us.
那呢有一个牌子说你要有问题就问我们。
And so he said to the boy that was putting the gas in, he said, do you know what the purpose of life is?
所以他就问那个帮他加油的男孩子说你知不知道活着到底为什么？
And the boy looked at him and said, I don't know, I haven't been working here that long.
这个孩子就告诉他说我不知道我在这儿工作了没有多久。
So every Chevron gas station he would go in, he would ask them the question.
这样呢，他每到一个加油站都会问这个问题。
He asked one man. He said, "I don't know. It might be in the manual."
然后其中有一个人回答他说，我不太清楚，也可能维修手册上有。
Well, he did this so often that finally they talked to the head office about this man that came around asking everybody what was the purpose of life.
他总是在加油站这样的问，以至于有大家呢就开始向上汇报，说有这么一个人老在问人活着到底为什么。
So the head of the company wrote to him and said, "We understand you're going around asking a question, and you haven't got a satisfactory answer yet."
所以呢，这个公司就给他写了一封信说，我们知道你一直在问这个问题，而且没有得到满意的回答。
She said, "So just write and ask us."
那就请你写信给我们来问这个问题。
So he wrote.What is the purpose of life?
所以他就写了，他就问人活着到底为什么呢？
Finally, one day, the envelope came.
最后终于有一天，公司寄来一封信。
He opened it up.
他把它打开。
And there was an application for a credit card.
里面呢有一个申请信用卡的表格。
You see, this is where most people really don't recognize that there is a purpose in life.
你看，这就是很多人都不知道人活着到底
是
什么目的。
And that purpose is held in God's hands.
而这个目的是在神的手里。
Of course, in Revelation, we hear it resounding through heaven. We were made to glorify God.
在启示录里，我们这样看到说，我们受造是为了荣耀神。
But we have been so saturated in life, and so brainwashed in living.That we think that religion and worship is in a little pocket here, and the rest of my life is over here.
但是我们的生活是这样的限制我们，以至于我们想象当中宗教是一个装在一个口袋里，而我们其他的生活是在另一个口袋里，互不相干。
But you see, God's purpose for our life is for our whole life.
但是你要知道，神在我们生命里的计划是为了是我们完全的计划。
Now, as we look forward to this new year,
当我们在展望新的一年的时候
I would like to suggest one area today that we can press toward.
我想向大家建议一件事是值得追求的
It's really a very precious thing.
是一个很宝贵的事情
And that is that we can build a friendship with God.
那就是我们可以和神之间有一个朋友的关系。
Now, you know what friendship is, don't you?
大家都知道什么叫朋友，对不对？
It's simply a love relationship, an understanding relationship, a care relationship.
它是其实是很简单，是一个爱的关系，是一个彼此了解、彼此关怀的关系。
So you see, God really wants us to strive to be friends with Him.
所以神真的是让我们想让我们努力成为他的朋友。
Because at the death of Christ, he said, "I am going to my Father and your Father."
因为神耶稣在生去世的时候，他是这样说：“我要到我的父那里，也就是你们的父那里去。”
You say, "Is that important?"
你说这很重要吗？
My friends, nowhere in the Old Testament.Did God be a father? He was God.
在旧约里没有任何一处讲到神是一个父，他只是一位神。
It was only when Jesus completed on the cross and raising from the dead that you and I became into a tremendous relationship with God.
唯有耶稣为我们受死从死里复活之后我们才可以和神有这样的关系
You see, we became children of God. He became father to us. And now there is this tremendous relationship together.
这样一来我们成为神的儿女他成为我们的父神我们之间的关系变得非常的奇妙
Now, all of you, many of you have been more blessed than I. Each one of you have one, two, three children.
很多人，我们当中很多人有一两个甚至三个孩子。
So you can understand this a little better.
你可能能对这个了解的比较深刻一些。
For when you stop to think, what kind of relationship do I have with my child?
因为你停下来想一想说我跟自己的孩子到底是什么关系呢？
Is it a fear relationship?
是一种比惧怕的关系吗？
Is it a controlled relationship?
是一个控制的关系吗？
Is it one where they just depend on you relationship?
还是仅仅是他们完全的依靠你？
Or has it been built into a friendship relationship?
还是慢慢的变成了一种朋友的关系？
You see, that is one of the highest honors that a parent and a child can establish, and that is to become friends for life.
这个成为一生的朋友是父母和孩子之间能够达到的最好的地方。
My friend got a letter from her, or a card from her daughter, and she said, if you were not my mother, you're still my friend.
我的朋友从他女儿那收到一张卡片，他上面说，如果你不是我的母亲的话，你仍然是我的好朋友。
And so when we think of this relationship between God and us, what is our relationship with Him?
当我们想到我们和神的关系的时候，我们和他到底是什么关系呢？
Is it a relationship out of fear? Fear that I will be lost and sent to hell?
这关系是因为害怕吗？害怕我们会下到地狱里去？
Is it a relationship where we feel that he controls us but we resent it?
在这里面我们是不是觉得神控制我们而我们怨恨他这样？
Or is it developing into a friendship relationship?
还是这个关系慢慢的要变成一个朋友的关系？
God doesn't want to control us.
神不要控制我们。
That's the one thing he doesn't do.
这是神一定不会做的事情。
That's why he's given us the power to choose.
这也是为什么他给了我们自由的意志来选择。
Whenever you hear him in the New Testament or even the Old, it is he asking if you want to do this, it's your choice.
不管是在旧约还是在新约里，他都会说，这是你的选择，做还是不做。
And so now we see that if we will really get in our heart, I want to make a love relationship with Jesus, with God.
如果我们心里真的是有这样的决定，说我要和神之间有一个爱的关系，一个朋友的关系。
Now, as I said, this only can come about by the grace of God, through Jesus Christ.
就像我刚才说的一样，只有通过耶稣基督从神而来，才能有这种关系。
In Romans, it tells us that we can have the joy of God through Jesus.
在罗马书里我们说靠着耶稣基督我们可以有神的喜乐。
Now in John 15:15, where Jesus was so intimate with the disciples,
在约翰福音十五章十五节里面，
And I want you to look at that,
请大家翻开，
because this is one of the basis of our friendship with the Trinity.
约翰福音十五章十五节，这是我们和三位一体的神有朋友关系的最基础的条件在这里。
John 15:15.
约翰福音十五章十五节，翻到我们一起来念。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
I want you to see here that Jesus made it very clear to them, I don't call you servants, I call you friend.
我想大家在这里看到耶稣非常清楚明白地说，我不称为你们是仆人，而称你们为朋友。
Now we are the ones that make ourselves servants.
我们把自己当成仆人。
We are here to serve the Lord.
我们在这里是为了服侍神。
But the relationship is friendship.
但是这个关系是一个朋友的关系。
Now, the Greek word here in this verse for friend means a very close, confident relationship.
这个朋友在希腊文里面讲的是一个非常非常亲密的关系。
Actually, it's the same word they use for the best man in a wedding.
这个同样的词呢是用在婚礼当中这个伴郎的身上。
So he's saying to us that you and I can have this friendship relationship where he will tell us and we can understand what the heart of God is.
在这样的朋友关系中，神会把他的心意告诉我们，我们可以理解他，了解他。
Do you think that God wants us for friends?
你想神会愿意我们成为他的朋友吗？
You say, Sister Schwartz, remember, he's the God of creation.
你会说姊妹，神是一个创造天地的神。
The all-powerful God.
他是全能的神。
Some people believe that he just created the earth, put it in its orbit, put all the laws in it, and then went off away.
有些人相信神创造了这个世界，然后设定了规律以后，他就离开了。
But no, there is an intimacy that God wants with his children.
但事实不是这样的，神渴望和他的儿女有一个亲密的关系。
He cares for every one of us.
他爱我们每一个人。
Oh, you say, I just can't believe that.
你可能说，我真的是没办法相信。
I guarantee you this year of 2004, if you get closer in relationship of friendship, you will find it out.
我可以向你保证，在2004年，如果你渴望得到这种关系的时候，你就会有发现。
There was a man that was going to take a short term or going over to Europe on a mission, and one of his friends said, you better take some snacks with you because you may not get a lot to eat.
曾经有一个人呢，他要去欧洲做短宣，那他的朋友就跟他讲，你要带一些吃的在路上，可能会。
So he said he went to the grocery store and he said, Lord, help me to get things that will get past customs.
他呢就到了这个商店里，他就祷告说，神啊，你帮我找到一些东西可以过，能够过了海关的。
So he went around beginning to pick up some things.
然后他就开始买东西，找一些东西。
He got some candy called Reese Peanut Butter Cups.
他买了一些糖果，就是那个。花生酱的那个糖。
Then he went around and he saw some fruit, and you know, there's little jar, there's little plastic things of fruit. He got a carton of those.
还有一些放在这个塑料包装里的水果。
He looked over and he saw some tapioca. He sort of liked that, so he went over and got some rice tapioca.
还有一些rice tapioca.
Mm-hmm, you probably don't know it. Anyway, if you like it, it's in the stores. It's called tapioca. But anyhow, and then he put some other things in and went on. He got to Romania.
他呢还买了一些其他的东西，然后就到了罗马尼亚。
And there he stayed with the pastor. They were missionaries. He stayed in their humble little house.
然后呢住在一个就是宣教士牧师家里。
He said they had eaten and they had a good time of conversation. And just as he got up, the thought came to him, maybe we ought to have Christmas tonight.
然后呢他们一起吃了饭，然后有一个很好的时间分享。当他起身的时候呢，他忽然想到，我们也许今天就该过圣诞节。
And he went up and got his backpack and brought it down.
然后呢他就到楼上去把他的包拿下来。
There were three children, three girls, and he said to them, what would you like if you could have anything you wanted?
这个家里呢有三个女孩，他就问他们说，如果你可以得到世界上任何一样东西的话，你想要什么呢？
Oh, candy, they said, candy.
他们就说糖果啊。
And he said, but is there any kind of candy you like?
但是到底是哪一种糖果呢？
Oh, they said, we love Reese cups.
说我们喜欢那个有花生酱的那个糖。
He said he reached down in his bag and brought out the Reese cups and gave it to them.
那他就从包里拿出他买那个糖来给他们。
He looked at the wife and he said, is there anything you like? Oh, she said, I miss fruit.
那他问这个妻子的时候，就问说：“你有没有什么特别想要的？”那这个女士就说：“我很想吃。”
And especially citrus fruit. And so he reached down in his bag and he brought out the fruit cups.
那他就把他拿的那个水果的东西拿出来给这个。
Now he thought to himself, two out of three is pretty good. Maybe I better stop now.
那他说这个有三个里面有两个都太重了，那我可能该停下来。
But no, he felt like he said to the pastor, "What do you like?"
那他呢？但是还是继续问牧师说，你想要什么呢
？And the pastor said, "You know, it's something that most people don't like."
那个牧师就说，不是所有人都会喜欢那个东西。
But I love tapioca.
但是我很喜欢 tapioca。
You know, it sounds like a story, but that's how God is.
听上去像一个故事，但这就是。
I believe some of you have had some of the same experiences I have.
我想我们当中可能有些人跟我一样有同样的经历。
Now this is the honest truth.
这是一个真实的。
Now Mrs. She is not here, so June will tell you the truth.
Okay, 这是真实的。
When I travel to China,
当我到中国去的时候
，You notice it's always in the winter.
你们可能注意到它总是在冬天。
And those of you who live in China know it gets very cold in the winter.
住在中国的人知道，在冬天的时候那里很冷。
Many times more cold in the building than on the outside.
很多时候在屋里比在外面还要冷。
And I really don't like cold weather.
而我真的是很不喜欢冷的天气。
But every time I have gone.
但是我每
And every place that I have gone,
我到的每一个地方,
it has been good weather.
天气都会很好。
They'll say to us, boy, it's good you didn't come yesterday. It was blowing so hard and so cold.
大家会跟我说, 你真是很幸运, 昨天没来, 风很大, 特别冷。
We were in Beijing and it was such nice weather. We left and, you know, the sand that comes from the desert, it came.
在北京的时候，我们刚离开，第二天就有那个沙尘暴。
God is good.
神是美好的。
He really cares about us.
神关心我们。
And He cares about you.
他关心我们每个人。
The problem is that your mind sometimes has been so brainwashed to think of the earthly things and the things of life that you forgot what God can be to you.
很多时候我们被这个世上的事情所缠累我们就已经忘记了神对我们能做的事情
And he said in his word he doesn't love anyone better than the other
在神的话语里他讲他爱我们每一个人都是一样多
They have a saying that it's level all level at the cross everyone is the same
有一个话是这样说在十字架的面前所有都是平等的
So you say, well then, how can I develop a friendship with God?
那你可能会问，那我怎么样才能和神有一个这个友谊的关系呢？
It's really not hard.
并不是很难。
He doesn't gossip.
他也不会说闲话。
He'll never lie to you.
他从不撒谎。
He's always honest with you.
他永远都对你诚实。
You never have to fear him.
你永远不需要害怕他。
He says, I can cover you with my wing and keep you.
神说我要把你藏在我的翅膀下保护你。
So then, how can I develop a friendship with someone who is willing to have a friendship with me?
那我怎么样才能和一个愿意和我交朋友的人做朋友呢？
We have to choose.
我们要选择这样做。
There has to be something in you that says this morning, Lord, I choose this year to be a friend with you.
我们里面要有一个决定说主啊我今年要决定要做你的朋友。
Now, how do we make friendships?
我们怎么来能成就这个友谊呢?
By talking to people. Is that right?
我们会和人交谈。
You never make a friend when you're sitting here and they're sitting there and no one ever says anything.
如果你们两个只是坐在一起，谁也不说话，你们永远也不会成为朋友。
My mother has a tremendous gift in making friends.
我母亲很会和别人交朋友。
It didn't matter where she was or who they were, before long she's talking with them.
不管是什么样的人从哪里来，用不了多久，她都能跟他们开始聊天。
But it really is the way to make friends.
但这就是交朋友的方法。
Now the Word of God, we recognize that we must take time to be with God in our devotions.
我们意识到我们必须要花时间和神在一起。
But you know many times that's a once a day experience.
但很多时候这都只是一天一次的。
It's almost like we've got a schedule and we've made an appointment that before, in the first thing in the morning, Lord, I'll be with you.So we put him on our schedule.
就好像我们有一个时间表，我们会在上面写说早上起来我要和你。
And he loves those times that we have devotions.
神也喜爱我们和他有灵修的时间。
But how would your wife like it if in the morning you said to her, "Honey, it's been a good day, and it's going to be a good day, and I wish you a good day, and I trust that everything will be all right," and that's the last communication you have for the day.
你想想你的太太会不会愿意你这样早上起来跟她说亲爱的我们今天真的是要过一个很好的一天然后呢就再也不讲别的话了。
You sit down to your meals and you don't speak to her.
然后你们坐在一起吃饭，你也不跟他讲话。
You come in at night, you turn on, you sit down and eat, turn on the television, pick up your paper, you never speak to her.
你下班回家吃了饭，然后开始看电视、看报纸，一句话也不跟他讲。
I'm afraid that wouldn't be much of a relationship with it.
我想这不是一个很好的关系。
You see, this is why the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing.
这也就是为什么神的话说要不断的祷告。
Now, what does this mean?
这到底是什么意思呢？
It means that God wants a part in all of our life.
这个意思就是说神想在我们生活的每一方面都成为我们的朋友。
In our activities, in our conversation.
在我们的活动中，在我们的对话中。
In every one of our problems.
在我们所有的问题中。
With all of our thoughts.
还有我们的所有想法里。
You say, Sister Schwartz, that's being a fanatic.
这个好像你可能会觉得这好像
有点
太过分了吧。
How can anybody do that?
谁能做这种事呢？
You know, that's why we have all of our troubles.
你知道吗？这就是为什么我们有很多问题。
Someone said, the reason why a song that tells us is that we don't take everything to God in prayer.
我们有困难的时候，有一首诗歌里讲，就是因为我们没有把所有的事情都带到主的面前来。
You see, one of the other principles tells us that everything we do, we should do it as unto the Lord.
另外一个事情就是神的话告诉我们说，我们做每一件事都好像是在为主做。
You know, if we did everything as unto the Lord, we wouldn't do a lot of the things we do.
如果我们做每件事都好像是在为主做的话，有很多事情我们大概就不会做了。
But sometimes we come on Sunday and then we don't much think about the Lord the rest of the time, so it's very easy to get in the place where I'm not always honest, I'm not always truthful, I'm not always sincere, I get very angry, I feel very badly, life is so hard for me. Bless you.
我们有的时候星期天到教会来，然后之后的时间就不再想神，这也就是我们为什么不能总是诚实，总是喜乐，总是有平安的缘故。
But what he wants is to be a part of our life.
神想要是成为我们生活的一部分。
There was a man, he was in a monastery in France. He was part of it. His name was Brother Lawrence.
曾经有一个叫做劳伦斯弟兄的，他在法国的一个修道院里。
There's an old pamphlet that he wrote called Practicing the Presence of Christ.
他写过一个小册子，叫做操练和与基督同在。
This man, as I said, was a cook.
这个人呢，他是一个厨师。
And he had learned how, in all that he did, he brought the Lord close to his heart.
他已经学会了，不管他做什么，他都能使神和他很近。
He took his most common duties, and in his heart there was a praise and a thanks and a rising up to God.
不管是怎么样普通的事情，他都可以在当中赞美神和神沟通。
As he prepared the meal,
他做饭的时候
，his heart was thankful to God.
他的心是充满了感激。
Or there may have been some things he wanted to talk to God about.
可能会有一些事情他会在这个过程中和神来交通。
And he had learned how to praise and communicate with God in all things.
他已经学会了怎么向和神祷告与神沟通，不管是在做什么的时候。
You see, the secret is not changing what we do, but changing our attitude toward what we do.
这个秘诀不在于改变我们所做的事情，而是在于改变我们做事情的态度。
I've had a rough time this year adjusting to my mother.
我今年花了很大的力气来适应我的母亲。
I love her very much.
我非常爱她。
But when my father was sick and my mother was there and she wasn't too well either, I could take care of them both because mother shared some of the things with dad, helping daddy.
在我父亲病重而我母亲身体又不太好的时候，我可以照顾他们两个，因为我母亲也和我分担一些这个照顾的责任。
You see, my father, every time I would go on a trip to Taiwan or China, something would happen to him and God would have to do something.
每一次我到台湾或者大陆去呢，我的父亲就会出一些问题，那神就会来帮忙。
I went through a lot of mental strain.
我经历了很多这个精神上的压力。
Sometimes it was only a week before I go, and God would send me somebody to take care of them.
有的时候仅仅是在我离开前一个星期才神才会差人来照顾他们。
When my father died, I sort of thought, well, now it won't be so hard because mom can do pretty well for herself, and I won't have as much problem.
当我父亲去世的时候，我有的时候会想说，哎呀，这下可能会稍微好一点，因为母亲可以照顾自己。
By December, my mother was almost an invalid.
但是到十二月份的时候，我母亲已经。
She went into deep depression. She couldn't do anything. Nothing.
她情绪很低落，什么事情也做不了。
And it came down on me. I thought, oh no.
而我就会想，哦，不要这样。
And over this period of time, she's, thank God, gradually come out and doing much better, but she really can't do anything. She's pretty well helpless to do anything.
感谢神呢，这段时间她已经有了很大的好转，但是她基本上就是不能做任何事情。
And at first, I struggled through that.
最开始的时候，我很挣扎这件事。
Because I knew my mother had not gotten worse in her body, but she had just given up.
因为我知道我母亲并不是身体的缘故，她只是自己放弃了。
And I recognize, Lord, you've got to help me.
而我也意识到，神啊，你一定要帮助我。
And the wonderful thing was, He did help me.
这个奇妙的事情就是神，他真的帮了我。
He brought me out of that and gave me the ability to be able to think, I'm doing this for the Lord, I'm doing this for my mother and God lifted me out of that problem.
神把我从这个问题中解救出来，他真的是帮助我能够认识到我做一切都是为了他的缘故。
But there's many times you lift up your heart without even saying a word out loud and say, "Oh God, help me."
很多时候我们都是在求神帮助的时候都不能说出什么来，只能说主啊，你帮我。
You see, worship to God is not just Sunday morning.
你知道，向神的敬拜不仅仅是在礼拜天的早上。
In the Garden of Eden, he didn't say to Adam and Eve, a certain time we'll have worship service.
在伊甸园的时候，神没有对亚当和夏娃说，我们在几时几刻要开始崇拜。
He would come and commune with them as friend with friend.
神就会来到他们当中和他们讲话，就像朋友一样。
You see, we can have short conversations with God all day.
你知道我们可以每天都和神有短短的谈话。
Lord, I really need your help in this thing.
神啊，我真的是需要你帮助我在这件事上。
My husband's driving me crazy, Lord. You got to help me.
我的先生气死我了，你真的得帮助我。
My wife, she's really demanding too much. Help me.
我的太太她真的要了很多，神啊，你帮我。
My children's giving me a fit. Oh God, give me wisdom.
神啊，你给我智慧，我管不了这些孩子了。
But now we do this when we're in trouble lots of times.
虽然很多时候我们都是在我们有困难的时候才会想到做这些事情。
But he don't want it just when we're in trouble.
但是神要我们不仅仅是在有问题的时候才跟他谈话。
See, what we can learn to do is to have breath prayers.
你知道我们可以学习有像一口气的祷告。
Choose a little phrase for the day.
你为今天选择一个短短的话。
Like you say, Lord, I know you're with me.
就好像说神我知道你和我在一起。
I'm holding on to your grace.
我要抓住你的救恩。
I'm depending on you today.
我今天要依靠你。
I want to know you better.
我想更认识你。
I belong to you.
我属于你。
Help me trust you.
帮我来相信你主。
You see, every once in a while, from the heart, if we can just say these brief little things to him, he knows that we care and he wants to let you know he cares.
那我们就可以经常用这个一口气的祷告来跟他说话，神就知道我们是需要他，他也会让我们知道他爱我们。
You will begin to see the difference in your relationship.
你就会开始发现你跟神的关系有所不同。
Sometimes we can just take a little scripture for the day.
有时候我们可以找出短短的经节来。
For me to live, Lord, is you, Christ.
我活着是为基督。
You'll never leave me nor forsake me.
你必不放弃我，也不离开我。
See, it's not so much, you know, it's the motive of the heart that he's looking at.
神要的不多，他要的是我们的心意。
We're not trying to control God, we're trying to worship him.
我们不想控制神，我们想要敬拜他。
You know, we're creatures of habit. You know that.
我们是习惯的动物。
We learn, we do something, and we keep doing it, and after a while, it's just a habit with us.
我们学会做某件事，然后我们总是在做，过了不久呢，就变成习惯。
And we can become, in our heart, a habit to always be lifting up our heart to God.
我们要这个心里成为习惯，能够常常把我们的心转向神。
There was one man that, on his watch, he had a half-hour alarm. And every half-hour, it would alarm.
曾经有一个人呢，他的表上呢，每隔半个小时就有一闹铃响。
And in his heart, he would just look up and he'd speak to God.
那在他心里，他就开始向神来讲话。
You say, that's ridiculous. No, that's love.
你说这个好像很可笑。不，这个就是真的爱。
Sometimes when young people are in love, they can't stay away from the phone.
当 有时候年轻人在谈恋爱
They always want to be talking to that one they love.
他们就一直在讲电话，一直讲。
If you don't know yet, some of your teenagers will show you.
如果你还不知道的话，你的孩子过不久就会让你知道。
Not only is it our conversation, but meditating on him.
不仅仅是和他谈话，然后还要默想他的话语。
Some people say, well, meditation is a lost art.
有些人说这个默想好像很
You see, meditation is just focusing our thinking.
其实呢，默想只是说把你的思想集中起来。
Actually, some of you are very good at meditating.
其实我们当中有很多人很擅长默想。
Because worry is meditating.
因为担忧心就是一种。
You're focusing your thought on your problems.
你把你所有的想法都集中在你的问题。
You're focusing your thought on yourself.
你把所有想法都集中在自己身上。
And so you're meditating on these.
所以呢，你就一直在默想这些。
Well, why don't you just turn around and begin to meditate on him?
那我们能不能改一改来默想他的话？
Get your mind focused on him.
把我们的思想集中在神身上。
Also, to have friendship, we have to be honest with one another.
而且呢，要成为朋友，我们要彼此诚实相待。
You know we can be honest with God.
你知道我们可以和神诚实的来面对吗
？I know sometimes when He hears our very nice prayers and they sound good to the congregation and to ourselves, I think He's wondering what do they say.
有的时候我在想，我们在做那些很好听，就是会众听起来很漂亮的祷告时候，神会怎么想呢
？What do they really mean?
神。会想他们到底在说什么他们到底在想说什么
No, I'm not saying that our prayers are like that, but I'm just saying if we just pray to pray, but when we pray from our heart.
我不是说我们的祷告都是这样我只是想说我们不要仅仅为了祷告而祷告让我们来从心里来祷告。
One day Moses had a conversation with God.
曾经有一天摩西和神之间有一场对话。
And he was almost giving God an ultimatum.
他几乎给了神一个
ultimatum means this is it.
就是好像下最后通牒一样。
He was saying to him, "How can I go if I don't know who's going with me?"
我怎么知道
How do I know to go if no one if I don't know who is going with me?
我怎么知道该往哪里去？如果我根本就不知道谁会跟我去。
And he went on to say, but the Lord said, okay, I'll be with you. I'm going to be with you.
神就说我会和你同去。
My presence will go with you.
我的同在与你在一起。
Well, how am I going to know if I'm not guided and taught?
那摩西就说如果没有人指导没有人教我我怎么知道呢
And God said, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that.
神说我也会这样我也会指导你。
And how are they going to distinguish us from other people?
那摩西又说谁人怎么才能把我们和众民分开呢
Because I'll do the things you asked and I will please.
那神说我会做你想求我做的事情
Because I'm pleased with you and with what you do.
因为我喜悦你所做的事情
Then he said to him, Moses said to God, then he said, show me your glory.
那摩西就说把你的荣耀显给我看
Now in myself, I would think that Moses is very, very forward.
那我心里可能会想，这个摩西好像很大胆。
But you see, Moses knew God, loved God, and they were friends.
可是你知道，摩西他认识神，他爱神，他们是朋友。
And he asked the questions.
所以他问了很多问题。
You see, we can be honest with God when some things bother us. We tell Him and we ask Him and He tells us and He brings in His guidance in our lives.
我们可以对神诚实，当我们有问题的时候，我们可以向他问问题，神必会带领我们。
Of course, another part of friendship is obedience to Him.
当然，友谊的另外一部分还包括对他的顺服。
Another thing is that I will value, O God, what you value.
这就是说，神，你看重的事情我也看重。
Now we know that God valued the death of His Son.
我们知道神很看重耶稣的死。
It was the act of salvation.
这是我们救恩的根本。
And we must value that.
我们必须看重这件事。
Second, God wants us to share the gospel message to people.
第二呢，神想要我们和别人分享这个。
And in my friendship to Him, I'm going to share His word.
在我和神有朋友的关系的时候，我就愿意分和别人分享他的话。
And in conclusion this morning,
今天早上我们要有一个结论。
I have to desire this friendship more than anything else.
我必须自己非常渴望这个友谊的关系超过任何事。
Some people are afraid to step out.
很多人害怕向前走。
But you don't have to be afraid.
但是你不必怕。
You may take one step, two steps forward and one back, but you just go on being a friend with God.
你可能前进两步退一步，但是你仍要继续和神做朋友。
Jacob showed us how when he was fighting with the angel.And held on to the angel and said, I will not let you go until you bless me.
雅各和神摔跤的时候说，你不祝福我，我就不放你走。
Do we have that determination?
我们有这样的决议吗？
I think you will see that the year 2004 will be a wonderful year if you will grow in the grace of God and in your fellowship with Him.
我想2004年会成为很好的一年，如果你能够在神的交通上有所长进。
It's really not hard to lift up your heart to Him during the day.
每天向神把你的心意转向神，并不是那么的难。
I remember down through my life that when it started back when I was pastoring a little church in Maryland.
在我在马里兰做在一个小教会做牧师的时候是很久以前。
And I hate snow and ice.
而我很讨厌下雪和冰。
If I can keep my eyesight, I wouldn't care if I never see it again.
如果我能的话，我真是永远不想再见到。
That Sunday night, I was going to church. I was traveling from a little distance to the church.
有一天晚上，我开车一直到有一段距离要去那个教会。
The ice covered the ground.
那个地上全部都是冰。
And as I'm going and no doubt slipping and sliding, my heart's pounding probably and all that goes through, it's been a long time, I can't remember all the details. But anyhow, I know I was scared.
那天呢路上有很多冰，所以这个车很滑，所以我心里一直很紧张很害怕。
And a still small voice said to me, just trust that you're already there.
那么我心里就有一个小声音告诉我说，你就相信说你已经到了。
Just place yourself there.
就把你想象你自己已经在那里了。
And I began to thank the Lord.
那我就开始感谢主。
Down through my life, I've come to situations just like that, and I've learned how to just thank the Lord and believe I was safe.
在我的一生中有很多这样的时候，我就相信我的主，然后感谢他。
I like to fish.
我喜欢钓鱼。
Yeah.I used to fish a lot with a young man, and he didn't know I couldn't swim until about, a few weeks before I left Cayman.
我曾经经常和一个年轻人一起去钓鱼，他一直不知道我不会游泳，直到我离开前几个星期。
One night we were out fishing.
有一天晚上我们一起去钓鱼。
This young man and a boy and myself.
这个年轻人和我自己。
And George knew the water well, and he said, a storm's coming.
George 呢很了解这个水的情况，所以他告诉我说会有风雨来。
And he said it's going to hit soon.
很快就会到了。
And boy, it hit.
啊，真的是很快就到了。
The rain came down in sheets.
然后就开始下大雨。
And there's nothing colder than rain on the water.
然后呢，就是 这个水和雨都非常的冷。
The wind was blowing, the sea was coming up, the lightning, oh, it was just beautiful, huh?
风也很大，然后浪也很大，还打雷。
And George himself was scared.
那 George 这个年轻人就开始害怕，他虽然是个渔夫。
But I sat in that boat and I thought, I'm on the shore, I'm there at the shore. Thank the Lord, praise the Lord, I'm on shore.
他呢，我呢就坐在船上想，我已经到岸边了，感谢主，我已经到了岸上了。
And soon I was on shore.
真的是没过多久，我们就到了岸上。
You know, he wants us to just put our hearts to him.
神要我们把我们的心放在他那里。
There's times we need to say, Lord, I really need wisdom.
有的时候我们会说，神啊，我真的需要把这件事情做出来。
Now, how long does that take to say?
花多长时间才能说这句话呢？
You don't have to say it out loud.
都不用大声说。
Haven't you ever talked to yourself inside?
你曾没有跟自己自言自语过吗？
Well, I'm an only child, and I talk to myself a lot inside.
我是独生的，我总是在心里跟自己讲话。
And if you don't know how to do it, you don't know what you're missing.
你如果不知道怎么做的话，你真的不知道你失去了什么。
Because when you talk to yourself, you never argue.
因为你跟自己讲话，你一定不会吵架。
But you know, it really doesn't take much.
这真的是不需要花很大力气。
To worship him.
来敬拜主
Just to take the time.
就花一点时间来和他
I really trust God will give us a very fruitful year in Him.
我相信神一定会在他里面给我们一个非常丰盛的一年
My heart is thrilled with God, how God has helped our church.
我的心真的是对神充满了感激看到神是怎样帮助我们这个教会
You say you mean we don't have any problems? Sure, we got problems.
你会说难道我们没有问题吗当然我们有问题
What would life be without some problems?
生活怎么可以没有问题呢
But I sense God working among us. I see some of you growing in grace. I recognize the presence of the Lord.
但是我看见神在我们当中做工我看见我们当中有人在恩典里长进我感到神的同在
But he wants to do so much more for us.
但是神想要做的更多
Take time.
让我们来花点时间。
Take time to be fellowship and be and a friend with Jesus.
让我们来花点时间和耶稣做朋友。
You'll find out that the benefits is more than you ever realized.
你会发现这个好处是你超过你所能想象的。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Jesus, dear, we're so thankful for your salvation.
主耶稣，我们真的是对你的救恩非常的感激。
It has made us brothers and sisters.
使我们成为弟兄姐妹。
And it has made God our Father.
你也使我们使神成为我们的天父。
We lay before you a new year.
我们把新的一年放在你的面前。
And as Paul said, Lord, we want to press toward the high calling of God.
就像保罗说的那样，我们要向着标杆直跑。
We want to draw closer to you.
我们想更亲近你。
We want to have a desire to know you better.
我们想要有那个认识你的渴望。
To love you more.
能够更加爱你。
To serve you better.
更加的服侍你。
So that when you come back, we will be ready.
当你回来的时候，我们就可以有所预备。
Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢 Reverend 所带给我们美好的信息。